First and foremost, we would say that we were very shocked by the incident that happened at the beginning of September in the Western Equatoria with the killing of our colleague. And this was a serious security incident. Of course, it meant that we had to look at the situation and find out exactly what happened in order to understand whether our teams can be able to still operate in the Equatoria. And so we decided to suspend the activities while we got in contact with the ground in order to find out what happened, but also to be able to see if we can continue to work. And after lots of discussion, it took over a month for us to be able to decide to proceed. And we've only decided to proceed once again after we were able to speak with interlocutors there and be able to get reassurances of them that we can be able to work safely. Of course, I cannot divulge much about the discussion or whom we were talking to, but this very serious security incident on humanitarian workers, a Red Cross convoy that was clearly marked, we had to do something. And first was to ensure that we are not exposing ourselves to a situation that will become very potentially detrimental to our operation.
Now, are you working in where the incident happened, especially in Kotobi Payam, or where exactly are you now operating in Western Equatoria?
We went to distribute agro seeds and tools for the people who have been displaced and some of them in their communities to start farming and to grow their own food. That was in Yambio, and we also went to Magui. So we distributed to about 3,000 households in Yambio and another around 2,400 in Magui.
Actually, what do you normally do in these areas? You already hinted one area, that is distribution of seeds. But generally, what do you do in Equatoria region?
Well, first and foremost, we assess the humanitarian situation. This is what we do everywhere in the world where we are working, where people need our assistance and our support. And we've seen that in different places, there are police and not being able to be in their communities. Some of them have no access to food and water and their daily needs, things that they need. So we've done various distributions in different places of seeds and tools, even fishing kits and the like. I can recall some months ago we did distribution of fishing kits for people who are living in Terekeka. They had been displaced and were on some islands there, so that they can continue to get some fishing and do some of the things that they need to do. Our first and foremost thing that we do is to evaluate, assess the situation, find out where the needs are, talk to the communities, organize what they need, and then do some kind of distribution. So we are in contact with community leaders and the government or opposition armed forces that operate in those areas. And the objective is for us to be able to assist people who need it. And this is an ongoing effort. It's not something that we can do once and finish. Of course, we have worked in Western, Eastern and Central Equatoria, and we have teams moving around all the time before that incident. And now that we have resumed our activities, we are moving again.
Okay. Now, we also understand that ICRC also sometimes visits prisons. When you go to the prisons, what do you do?
The main objective for us visiting detention places all over the world is, first of all, to be able to assess the condition of the people who are detained there in order to monitor their conditions of detention, number one. Number two, get them in contact with their families, because sometimes people might be detained and they've never been able to contact their families. But we also try to provide them with assistance if it is needed and it cannot be provided by the detaining authorities. Maybe water, food, that kind of thing. Like in South Sudan, in some places, we are providing food in the prisons because of the problem of malnutrition. This is something important. This is an activity we continued to do even after we had suspended our activities in the Equatoria, simply because these deliveries of food were crucial for the health of the detainees, many of whom are malnutrited and also need some health assistance. Sometimes we provide materials like that. And even in Juba Central, we provided cleaning materials so that the people who are working there can try to keep the place sanitary and ensure that diseases such as scabies do not affect the detainees. So we are doing this kind of detention activities in several places in South Sudan and, of course, all over the world in different countries.
Okay. Now, how serious is the situation of the prisoners or people in detention centers in South Sudan?
We cannot go into details about the situation of detained people in South Sudan. We often have a bilateral and confidential dialogue with the authorities who detain them. So we cannot go into details about that. I can just tell you broadly what we do, but I cannot give you an analysis and tell you particulars of the conditions and people and those kind of things.